Hello, and welcome to Hey, I Like, the podcast where we talk about all the things that make our little neurodivergent brains go bonkers. I am your usual host, Jess. I use she, they pronouns, and I am joined by so many guests. Oh my God. Guys, introduce yourselves.
Hi, I am Shelby. I use they them pronouns.
Hi, I'm Mel. I use she, her pronouns.
Hi, I'm Bree. I also use they, them pronouns.
Hi, I'm Lucy, she, her pronouns.
Brilliant. Well done, guys. We got through the first thing that we needed to do. So we are gathered here today to discuss our all-time favorite nemesis, which is fandom organizing stuff, specifically the one that brought us all together, the infamous Batfam Big Bang. Love that for us. I don't know where I'm going with this. Someone talk.
I guess
Someone tell
should
me
Mel
how
and
you
Lou
started
start?
this whole thing, because I did not get involved from the beginning.
Yeah,
It starts
that's me
in
and Lou.
2020.
Oh
I think, let me
God.
double check. It was 20, it wasn't
It was
2020, was it? It was
2020,
20,
yes.
in
It was
2020.
2020.
Imagine a world where life is terrible.
Everyone is confined to their homes and their computers.
And then it is 2 in the morning. And someone is like, hey, you know what we should do? A Batfam Big Bang. And then I'm
Wait!
gonna.
You gotta start before that. This is like,
I mean, okay, we're in a PGL Big Bang.
Yeah, that's how you start.
We're in a Percy Jackson Big Bang. I am the beta for the bonkers Lucy.
Yeah, that's a real idea I had there.
Sorry, was that the cat one?
Yes, it was. So I think that we were just chat because it was 2020. It was like what, April, May?
It
And
was
so
May. I remember being May.
it was May. So it was the height of we're all trapped in our houses. I'm in my junior, not junior, sophomore year of college.
And I will be not telling you what
And
I was in.
no, but I had to remember where I was. And so it was like 2 in the morning for me, which made it like what?
10?
10 a.m. for you?
So Lou and Mel had the idea, and then at some point they were like, we have three younger mods, and so we need somebody who has mod experience.
No. We have two younger mods and then me.
No, Z.
I know. Two younger mods, because it
Oh,
was
okay.
Lou
So
and
you're
Z,
talking
and then
before J
me.
even. Yeah, I was talking my entry point,
No,
which didn't been
because
decided by
Lou
them.
got J.
I
Because I was
did.
like, yes, you did. I was like, hey, I cannot be the only one over 18. I think I'm going to lose my mind if I have to like figure out how to do self. No offense.
Oh
But
no. We were purely there for cheerleading, icon making purposes, and occasional random actual work.
yeah. So I was like, I can't do this by myself.
We gotta get the big guns in.
And so Lou reached out to one of the PJL mods,
Actually,
Jay.
I
Anyway, I was brought on as the last mod
Yes.
from the OG group. Because I think y'all were just like, can we get just one more bitch who knows what's going on up in here?
Because at that point, I still was the oldest.
Yeah, and then
Which
technically,
technically I still was the oldest,
yeah,
but
you only got 2 months on me.
I didn't have any experience.
Yeah, and I think that was the second PJOBB I had run, so I had at least 1.5 under my belt. And then, thus began the first Batfam Big Bang, which
Yes.
was maybe the definition of a show.
Oh my God.
It was not that bad. I remember
Are
it
you
being very
sure? I
fun.
have
So
fond memories
the
of the
problem
amount of
was
work I put myself into.
after
Remember?
after we got through the
Yes,
first
I
like
fucking
3 weeks and
yeah.
all
The
the
first three, sh
drama
the, yeah. The
settled
first three
down.
weeks were nightmare fuel. But then after that,
it was fine.
Gorgeous.
It was great.
Beautiful.
Loved it.
Flawless.
But the first 3 weeks were, in fact, a train wreck.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
talk about a crash course in PR.
Yeah.
I remember that very specifically.
Yes.
Because it was coming to me in my DMs, and so I was the one who was handling her most directly. And then, although, of course, like, literally everything I said to her, I ran by the mod chat, right? So I was just the spokesperson.
I never got posted online for everyone to see.
For real. I was like, did she not think that, like, the low-key this could be doxing me? They're like, something, like, bestie, what are we doing? Like, no, not really, but, like, put my Discord information on blast for real. And then I remember, because it was, we had 3/4 of the active mods, because I think Z was still kind of having problems. But 3/4
of us were in and out.
Yeah, 3/4 of us were in the US, and so had, you know, mostly the same time zone happening. And then,
yeah,
of course,
that was that was fun. I'm there, you know, enjoying
and,
old England.
Yeah,
walking
and so,
through Tesco, I open my phone. And the things I say make several mothers turn around scandalously.
For real. I can imagine. Because I was asleep. I had just gone to sleep. I was about to start vacation with a friend of mine. And so I was like about to be, hey, I'm going to be kind of in and out. I am in an area with spotty service. This was like, I swear to God, the day before we left. And
oh,
so
this the West Texas?
West Texas.
Oh.
And so I was asleep. And then my friend, who's also in the server as just moral support for me and a beta, is awake to see this go down. And I think they were like, yeah, I tried to do what damage control I could as a non-mod because I felt so bad for Lou. And they did make the choice not to wake me up, which I appreciate. because the only thing I can imagine that would be worse than waking up to it at 8 a.m. would have been waking up to it at midnight, I think.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, like, it did mean Lucy had to damage control by herself for several hours. Good lord.
You say that. I think I went on a walk and then was just there, like, silently seething and raged, like, guys, when you get back on, guys, I can't do this.
Yeah. Well, I think, like, if nothing else, I'm still pissed. Like, maybe that's the thing that makes me maddest, is you were the, like, she had to have timed it on purpose.
Yeah.
I can't imagine anything else, like, any other way, because just making sure one mod was online, and she couldn't have known that you were the youngest mod, but I knew, and I'm mad about it, because it was rude to make you be the one who had to deal with it.
And it was definitely timed, because it was far enough in the bang that our schedules were pretty cut clear, where it was like, you know, two of us were in
below
Central,
planning.
And then one of us was in an Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
And so to have it be directly at, like, I think it was like,
it was like 11 or
it was like
12.
11 or midnight, which I don't know why I wasn't awake, if that's the case. Because I probably was awake at that point.
I mean, I was awake for most of it. So.
Yeah. But that was really,
Because a lot of it was about the thing about the miners, wasn't it? About the age, the age stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And we were trying to claim that it was dangerous.
Person was like, y'all are not doing enough to protect miners. And our defense was, we were like, hey, this is an online space that, yes, we're regulating, but we can't monitor everybody's interactions all of the time. And literally, we've never heard of a problem like this. And so the only thing we can do is make sure we can be available. Like, she was like, you know, if somebody wanted to, you know, be engaged, like engage with minors in a harmful way, then of course they wouldn't restrict their stuff. And we're like, what do you want from us? What, do you want us to have everybody sign a legal sheet of paper saying that they're adults? Like, what? And then she was, do you remember when she was like, I can't believe y'all are asking for people's names and pronouns.
Yeah.
We were like,
yeah, you want to respect people, guys. How dare you want to address them?
Should we give everyone a number?
Did you know that you can make up your name? Did you know that you don't have to give your real name?
Yeah.
You can, like, pick a name.
That was
like, any name you can, like, think of. You don't have to give us your full legal name. We don't want your middle name. We don't want your last name. We don't want your first name. We don't care.
We love and encourage a fake internet name, you know?
By the end of 2020's bang, I'm pretty sure 3/4 of us have been given a nickname by various people in the server that we were using instead of our names. Like, yeah. my nickname in that server is still Soda. Which is not my name. At all. I have no idea where that came from. At this point, I'm too afraid to ask, but that is my nickname in the server, so...
Anyway, so even though the first BBB was we had a whole scandal.
We were called a cult.
Within the first 2 weeks, you had a whole scandal.
For real,
but, you know,
I swear
it was
to God,
fine.
I think a quarter of participants dropped. In the ballpark of 130 people participating, and I swear to God, we had 90 or 80 after that. And it was mostly people who were like, hey, I don't necessarily want to be involved in a scandal. And we were like, yeah, fair enough.
Like, the thing about that call-up post is that everyone acted in it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone. Yeah. We all got, like, every single person who could find on Tumblr got, like, added in this
post.
And then you guys had to, like, do damage control on that and try and get her to take the post down.
It
yeah.
was like a good 50 people.
Yeah.
I was
on that.
It was a lot.
I then got DMs. It was bizarre.
privacy on her part, and that was the thing she was complaining about, and then she went off and, like, added everyone on Tumblr on a public platform.
Yeah. She follows me on Tumblr.
She tried to steal my pride bats.
That is the worst of crimes.
For reference, I made these little emojis, and they were bats with pride flags. No, she does not try to steal, like, literal bats in my house.
I want to know her thought process. Still, 3 years later, I want to know her thought process. She interacted a lot with the Batgirl zine posts.
I know, that was wacky.
She, like, liked and reblogged a lot of our promo posts.
Did she know it was you?
We're not quiet about it being us. We had, like, our mod intros and stuff, and we used our names to sign off on, like, asks.
What else happened in 2020?
Yeah, so that's at least the big thing that kind of sticks in my head. But that was a great year.
This year was really... It was both great and terrible for a lot of reasons. Like, it was terrible for all of us in terms of, like, life stuff. But I think we had quite a good handle of, like, knowing when to step back and when to, like, sort of dip in and out. And, like, letting people know when we're not going to be there. Because, like, I know I kept coming in, like, every few weeks and being like, hey, so, life sucks.
Just you
I'm taking a break
year.
And you then you guys would take over and it worked out really well because the times when you were around I was like having a breakdown and then the times when I was back you guys were having a breakdown
God,
and then there's poor Lou in the middle who was existence. just trying to doggy paddle along.
I know I feel like I was doing
I
the bare minimum
little life-changing exams but it's fine guys we're vibing.
Like I did less than the bare minimum
in the water. I was like,
it's okay, like, we love you for it.
It was just so much college. And I was like coming back, I was like, I'm alive for like a day. And everybody was like putting out fires everywhere. And I was like, oh my God, what is going on?
Like,
Bree was like the living embodiment of that meme from,
yes.
Yeah, where you come into the room with the pizza boxes and everything's on fire.
It looks good. It looks great. It looks like everything's handled.
Yeah. Me and Lou basically split stuff up where, like, I would do the big, like, crowd control stuff, and then Lucy would be the one doing all the individual tickets.
Yes.
If anyone wanted to talk to anyone one-on-one, it was not going to be me. Like, this year was just bad because everyone kept coming into my DMs instead of using the tickets.
But it was,
because
the
ticket bot didn't work. But it was only was me. And I was the one who kept going in the server, like, please stop DMing me.
Yeah, that's
like,
truly...
Like, DM me. I got a little... I got a bit of excitement when I saw you got a little red circle.
No,
yeah,
I'm
like, please,
this.
In future, just don't go to me. But then because I was saying, please stop DMing me, I think it came across as, oh, well, everyone else is doing it. So why can't I? So then more people were DMing me. And yeah. It was terrible. Breaking but we did news. Get we did People apparently get a lot of good rude. Feedback this year that I haven't looked at. So.
Yeah, I'm surprised it was so positive for such a train wreck for us. Like our DMs was God, I hate this. When is this over?
Yes. So many people dropped out. It was really messy. Posting, this year will be better. Because we are not going to start it in January.
We're not going to start in January. And no. We're going to have, it's going to be a regular bang and not a reverse. I really love the idea of trying a reverse. And you know what? We did it. Good for us. Not
we
again.
We did it. We tried. No.
maybe in like a few years, you know, when like.
People really liked it from what the feedback said.
People
and
like,
a lot of their comments were really valid. Like some people were saying that like. They really liked how when it's a reverse bang, the artists and the writers have to work a lot more closely together rather than just like the writer writes the fic and then the artist makes art of what has been written. Like you have to collaborate a lot more. And I think they're right. I just don't know how to bring that forward into a normal one.
Right. Because here's the deal. The artist has the idea. And then the writer goes off that idea.
Yeah.
And the equivalent is that the writer has the idea and the artist goes off that idea. So, like, it already is happening.
Yeah. I mean, my only idea was to randomly assign artists and writers together. That was going to go down like a lead balloon.
Wait. I'm kind of into that.
I mean, I think it's because you start with, like, so the artists, they make, like, a little snapshot, almost. And then the writer expands. But because it's kind of hard to do that in reverse a bit.
Yeah.
Because it's more like you have this expanse. It's like, oh, pick a bit of it and do that.
I think the only way to like bring that kind of collaboration into it would be if you paired them off and then you had to come up with an idea together. Like if you paired up artists and writers and said, come up with a concept that's really, really hard for us to like get people to submit ideas and synopses.
Yeah,
and agree.
And that's just stuff. And then that's just a friendship thing. Was it's like, okay, go sign up with your friends, and if you have no friends, deal with it, I guess.
Yeah, I think that could work for a different kind of event, but I think a bang.
It's a different
sign up. Yeah, like if you sign up as that would work, but a lot of people don't come here, and then they make friends with artists or writers depending on what they are.
Yeah,
like. They don't come in.
And then this year we had someone who did show up with a pair, except for the pair never filled out the sign-up sheet.
God, that was a fucking mess. We were like, please.
And then I was getting DMs on Tumblr, like, so my friend is my writer, but they didn't fill out the sign-up sheet and they're not in the server. And it's like, I want you to take a wild guess as to why they are not in the server. Who are they? And then they never told me who it was.
Yeah.
Like, we just had to know, obviously.
I think that, like, organizing and running an event really shows you the depth of people.
Yeah. And I was going to say human idiocy. So.
The lack of reading comprehension that does exist on planet Earth.
Oh my god.
Who has pissed poor reading comprehension?
I can't believe you would
there
say
that. There are certain jobs that make you lose your faith in humanity a little bit. And in my experience, those jobs are waitressing and modding.
Yeah.
The thing about reading comprehension that always kills me is the asks we get when we open like the new bangs. Like all of these asks could be answered by just checking the frequently asked questions.
Yeah.
Shelby made that FAQ page really pretty.
I did my best. And I'm so proud of the coding on BBB specifically. And I'm gonna die proud of that coding.
It is beautiful.
I love her.
I think we should do a bit of a revamp.
Oh, absolutely.
For next year,
yeah.
Oh, I'm so proud of the fact that we already have a provisional schedule for next year.
We do our best to be prepared. Ask not what you can do for the schedule, but what the schedule can do for you.
Exactly.
Yes.
I did try and make it more similar to the 2020 schedule because I remember the 2020 schedule being great.
Do you know people who don't check in or who are radically behind and write 5K week?
That was me.
That was us. It's just how it is sometimes.
Yeah.
As long as you get it done, we don't give a fuck.
Okay, so let's backtrack. Shall we explain to people what it is exactly, that we are running.
Absolutely not.
Because a lot of people listening are not here for fandom drama. They are here for, I don't know what they're here for, really.
So, a Bad Fam Big Bang is a collaborative event where writers, artists, and betas all collect to work on a bang, a big bang, quote unquote, of collective works.
I was applying for a job and they were asking about times when I'd been like a project manager.
I have an on
girl. So
I referred to this as an instance where I've been a project manager.
Got my job.
And I had to like ask Lou how to describe it because I couldn't think of how to do it. How did I describe it? An international community-based creative event run over a period of several months annually with the intention of creating stories and art, which involved over 70 people working in small groups to create some amazing collaborative pieces. And then I said that you guys could be contacted for references if they wanted, and then they told me that the job was already gone anyway, so... But yeah, so that's sort of what it is. We pair up writers and artists and beta readers who are like editors, and we all create cool stuff. And that's what you guys have done other like fandom events before, and that's sort of the same across all of them, isn't it? Like, I've only been in this one and the TMA bang.
No, the collaborative thing is like, I think, the same across all bangs. But I've run a like fandom week before. We've run MacGyver Cairo Day Week. So basically, Cairo Day is like a specific fandom. It's like a reference to a canon day. It's called Cairo Day, and it was apparently a horrible day. And we made a whole week around it. So we would collect prompts, and like there would be 7 prompts. Or 6 prompts and like 1 improvised day where everybody could do whatever they wanted. So that was collaborative. We try to like include people by saying, oh, you can pick the prompts and you can submit maybe images, so we can have image prompts for like artists or writers. If you want to base it instead of words, you can base it off an image, maybe from canon, maybe from a different kind of image. So yeah, it's a bit different. And I also don't run it anymore. Like, a new mod took over for me, which I'm very happy about. But yeah, that was also really cool. Less collaborative than a big bang, though.
Yeah. What I think is sort of a bit, I don't know if it's unique, but it's certain, I think, that our events and events that have started from people who have been in our events and it really stems back to the PGO Big Bang, is that I think a lot of bangs don't actually have servers.
Like, they pay
you up. I bet there's been a couple where you're just chatting with your team. That's it. Like, they'll be like, here are your people, go contact them, and that's just it.
Yeah, I can't imagine that. Of timing. I think it's a combination of timing and, like, again, not to flex, but between PJO and BBB, we exposed a lot of people. We created a standard or like a template for how to run bangs,
It
was both like Discord was kind of gaining traction, and in PJO we were like, we need a way to keep track of people, because before we ran PJO, absolutely, it was not done in a server. It was mostly just run off of Tumblr, and a lot of events still do just run off of Tumblr. But we were like, we need to be able to keep track of people. I think we thought about doing it in a Tumblr group.
Oh my god, I remember
that was a thing at the time. And so we thought about doing that, but it very quickly became, we were like, this is just not going to work. And so we switched to a Discord server.
Also, Tumblr groups died.
Yeah, also Tumblr groups to get murdered.
They did.
So
I think that's really interesting, because like, I know they've been going on for years, but it like never occurred to me that like I can't imagine not having that really like large group space to talk about things. Like, I know we used to have it like really strict, where like you could not talk about what you were doing to other people, really. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it was like more of a 2020 thing than anything else, but I remember it being like, outside of your team, you're not allowed to talk to anyone about what you're doing. Like, you can ask for advice from other writers or other artists or other betas or whatever, but you can't like, you can't share any of the details. That has to stay in your team. So that it's a surprise when you publish everything. And it's like, that was quite exciting for like Baby's first fandom event ever. But like, yeah, it was fun. But we don't do that now. But yeah, it's like I can't imagine like that kind of event like existing without that sort of collaborative space, because like we made a lot of friends that way, and like I think a lot of the people who come back year after year after year come back because of like the social aspect of it more than anything.
I think the community really draws more than the event itself. It's the fact that it's like, oh, I'll see my friends again, you know. Yeah, I think it feels like a summer camp.
It does. That's what I was thinking.
It's like very special.
It's actually going to be in the summer this time as well. Summer camp returns.
Still do the and the Big Bangs. I think still do some of the less group chat kind of vibes, and more like you match someone and you have kind of a space to talk to other people, but it's not really like super encouraged. So
I think I think
that's why people also come back, because they like that it's collaborative. They like talking to each other.
I once baited
their vibes
in an event where it was run, the like mods ran off of Tumblr, and there was like a sheet of everybody's fic, and then me and this person emailed back and forth. And this was not like too long ago. This wasn't, you know, a decade ago. Like, this was 3 years ago. And I'm to this day like, why did y'all not just have a Discord server?
But then
email, like, I know we've considered sort of opening things up to email a lot more, because some people don't have Tumblr. We've had a lot of people who've signed, like, there were a couple of people this year who signed up and they were like, I don't have Tumblr, I only have Instagram or email.
Then how did you find us?
And it's like, yeah, exactly, how did you find us?
Word of mouth.
Yeah.
It's got to be. But then that speaks a lot for the sort of community that we sort of built up, I guess. But but yeah, it's weird to me.
It's funny, because I was like, in the feedback form, I was like, hey, you know, we have had a lot of problems over these 4 years reaching out to people to get them to be like, hey, you know, here's this link to the server, here's all the information, awesome to have you, please join the server. There's people who don't have their, you know, Tumblr DMs open to people who they don't follow or follow them back, and also just people who don't respond. And so I was like, okay, well, let me try to problem solve this. Would y'all be open to, you know, having an email that we can send it to instead? And people were like, that sounds like you're trying to get me to a secondary location.
Yeah.
And
are you trying to stalk and kill me?
I think you're trying to kill me. And I'm like, you can make a new email specifically for this.
You don't have to give us the email with your
literally
real name.
You don't have to give me your personal
I don't need
email.
Your university email.
No.
With your full name and university.
I have my real person email, and then I have my email that I go on regularly with for both fandom and just like personal
give
reasons.
Give me the email you made when you were 13, and it has the dumbest username.
Literally.
It also baffles me, because like I have an email that is for fandom where I also have like a drive connected to it where I just write fandom stuff. Like,
yeah,
it's literally that easy. Like, you just make a Google with like a random name or like a random username, and then you just call it a day, and that's what you use everywhere you move in fandom spaces.
Yeah,
like you're not getting like a random email by a John or Jane Doe where it's like, hi, you signed up for this fandom event, and you're like, what the fuck, who are you? Like, you're gonna use an email that like fits what you're doing.
We are not gonna sell your data.
No,
we just want to be able to bring you into the event you signed up for.
Yeah,
because otherwise you won't go in.
That's how it works.
True. But yeah, the number of people who just never get back to you when you send a message, and it's just like, guys, you signed up for this.
You just gotta bless and release it. Sometimes you've just gotta be like, okay, I have done my legwork. It's on you now.
But yeah, let's talk about something else that is not how this year sucked.
Let's talk about how to set one up, how it works. I feel like it's something that a lot of people just sort of think happens kind of magically. It's like, actually, it's like a process, but it's actually, it's not a, it's quite a straightforward process.
Mm-hmm. I mean, me and Bree came in later, so as far as we're aware, it just sort of sprung up out of nowhere. I think, I can't remember if it was Shelby or Mel who messaged me about it first. Someone so came into my ask box and was like, hi, I'm a mod from the...
That was probably...
Would you like to participate?
We made a list of people.
That was probably me.
No, I mean, I meant to say it was probably you.
Okay.
Because I think you did a lot of the
promo. I did a lot of the promo.
But yeah, we just had a list of... And so, well, all of us would go through, like, Tumblrs we followed or people who popped up in the tag or fics we'd liked. And we would track them down to Tumblr or, you know, someplace we could message
don't
them.
Say it like that.
And be like, hey... No, we're stalking you.
Yeah, we were.
But because we wanted people to join and we wanted people to hear about it. And so it was just sort of like, hey, I know that you're interested in this kind of thing. Would you like to participate? Because
and
that's
the answer
the only way
for
to sort
me
of...
was a wholehearted yes. So,
yeah, yeah. That was the only way to get yeah. information around was to bother people, basically.
And
yeah.
It's not like, bothering people.
It's not like you would think, oh, this person's got a massive following, you know, I'll ask them. It's like, you made a like made a Batman post in like... 2017. Hi.
You made a fic I'm still obsessed with? Do you want to join?
Hey, I saw in the tag that you made art one time. Do you want to do it again?
I would sit on my computer for like 2 hours and just scroll through every tag I could think of to put into the bar.
Okay.
And then I wrote down every person who was like active within the last month and had at least one post about Batman.
Oh my
and then
God.
I would send them an ask saying hi. I see
that's
that you're
so many people.
In this. Oh yeah. It
oh,
was
we were in inboxes, believe me. Sometimes I think that Tumblr made a limit on the number of messages and asks you can send because of us.
Yeah, they put a timeout on me a lot.
Yeah.
I would have to wait, like, I think an hour, maybe 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then I could send asks again.
We were testing the limit of that.
But I had to stop at a certain point where it was like, hi, you have reached your limit.
Yeah, because we weren't in too many stop other it. Fandom spaces at the time, especially, I don't know if either of us were in
I
very
wasn't.
Many, like, specific BatFam fandom spaces. And no, so the only way we could think to talk about it, to, like, get people interested, was to, like, literally open. Just, yeah, metaphorically knock on doors.
Yeah, I remember the first year that I was modding for you guys, we were doing the same thing. We were sending out asks mm-hmm. to people. And I remember that being, like, I was quite intimidated by that because there were a lot of people on that list who I would have considered, like, big names in the fandom. And I was like, whoa, we're going to be messaging them?
And I didn't care.
They never
you
replied.
You,
but
you get your little script up. I mean, it's just like...
Yeah, I did not stop to think about any single person. I was like, you're another name, you're another username. I'm not even thinking about you as a person right now.
It's also maybe drama we had at one point is people were like, oh, they only want big names to join, and it's like, no, we want everybody to join. Big names just have people
who
follow them.
You are, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah, and also it's Tumblr, it's not like I see your following.
I found the spreadsheet of people to contact. There is, on the Tumblr sheet, there's 82 usernames.
We were going quantity over quality, for real.
Oh, we were going quantity. We were like, I'm just going to, I put down so many names.
I'm going to message everyone and their mother. But yeah, mostly just, you find people who you think might be interested in it. At least for us, that's been really useful. If nothing else, then just like... people hear about it in some way or another. Even if only 5 people answer your ask, like, people who follow them might see it too.
Virals in a good way. Mm-hmm.
I like having a Tumblr that's very put together and has, like, a nice page, but that's a big me problem. That's a big me aspect of it. But we use kind of the same template for the Discord every year. And so, like, intros and rules and, you know, the way that we've set up the channels and stuff. But yeah, a lot of times we just really try to encourage people making friends and being kind and letting us know if they need anything. Honestly, I think those are some big ones.
Mm-hmm.
And also, have a spreadsheet. Have a spreadsheet. You're going to need
God,
a spreadsheet.
I love spreadsheets so much.
And loads of forms. You've got to have all your forms in order before
all
you
your
start.
Forms.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think that was one of our rules for next year, was that we were going to have everything that needed to be written out already written out before the bang started. Mm-hmm. Like,
I feel like it's also important that it shouldn't stop you, like, if you're not sure if you can finish something. Like, I haven't finished some of the fics that I started for BBB.
So I still haven't finished my fic from 2020.
I haven't finished my 2021 fic, and that looks me in the eye every day. I have one chapter left of that fic.
I have never started writing a fic for BBB for a reason.
Yeah. See, every year since 2020, I've said I'm only going to do a one shot, and it's going to be like the minimum word count. And every single time, I have lied.
Noel and I both, like all three of our collective fics were under word count, I think.
Yeah.
I think maybe each of us wrote for ourselves 5k total. Maybe. But we were like, done is better than at word count.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, done is better than just dropped.
Mm-hmm, yeah, exactly.
My fix are
quality over quantity.
Like, will you ever finish me? And the answer is, for the first one, 2020, absolutely not, because it was a collab fig and Lo's not talking to me anymore, so there goes interpersonal relationships.
Yeah.
Also, the second one, I don't know how to finish, so started a story about forgiveness and figured out that I didn't know how to, like, finish the fic. So
yeah, I do feel bad about my 2021 because I was writing that for someone else. Like, it was my bang fic, but like, I had come up with the idea with a friend of mine and like, they were really into it. And like, yeah, every so often they do DM me and they're like, so are you ever gonna finish it? And it's like, I fully intend to, but not right now. But like, but every year after that, I've been like, I'm gonna do a 5k word count, and I think I get confused with what one I was doing every year. But the horse one,
which
was
horse one?
That is a good question, Lou. The Pony Club one, the one that you were the artist for.
Okay, yeah, that one.
That was 17,000 words.
All of your things, right? This doesn't.
The one that I said was going to be a 5k one shot is 17,000 words. It is complete though. And then I think it was last year, the Fenland one, where I went like very over the top with like local mythology, and I think that was last year. And that one was like 13,000. And then this year's I haven't finished yet, but it's sitting at a solid somewhere between 8,000 and 10,000 words, and it's not done yet. So so every year I've said it's going to be a 5k one shot, and every year has been a lie. And I'm proud of it.
Yeah, I haven't finished Fool Me Once still from 2021. But I give myself a pass on that because I did start it with Jay. And yeah. I have a hard time looking that plot in the eye.
Yeah.
Without being like reverting and being like really sad and mad and upset.
Yeah, that's understandable. Yeah.
To finish something you started with someone else, so it's the same for me. Like,
yeah,
like it's just you had someone else to come up with ideas and like where they wanted to take the plot and like what they imagined, and if you're not talking to a person anymore, it's like hard to see shared vision. And it's like, do I finish it on my own? Do I like make a spin-off of it, of like what I would have written back then?
An AU of your own fic.
Yeah.
It's really strange and really weird. So you're like, okay, I'm just leaving it there, I guess. But yeah.
Because like, Fool Me Once is my, like, fully my fic. I would just like bounce ideas off of Jay. But like, they had a lot of influence over that fic. Mm-hmm. So that one's never going to be worked on again. And I'm really upset because I'm so proud of that fic.
You should be. And like, I think that even though it's not finished, like, you can still be proud of like what you did for it, I guess.
So a chapter.
It's okay.
And it was a great chapter.
Thanks. Yeah.
I still remember that.
bringing us all the way back to like the fact that none of us have ever finished like every single thing we've ever started. One of the ways that people who are interested in signing up for these events can avoid not finishing the things they signed up to do is something that no one who has ever signed up for the BatFam Big Bang has grasped, which is don't overwork yourself.
I just think you should underestimate what you can do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's my top topic.
For anyone thinking, know your workload, know what you can do.
Yeah.
Learn from our mistakes.
Yeah.
Don't do every single role possible because you will die. Don't do seven teams. You will die. Someone did that this year. They were an outlier. Should not have been counted.
They have above average time management skills.
Don't be rude to your mod team. That is our advice. Because if you are rude to the mod team, we will make your life hell.
And be lovely. And don't ghost your team because that makes your team sad. And then it's our problem.
Did you know that we have a set of rules? It's in the rules channel. All of these are on the rules list. Genuinely. Everything you've said is on the rules list.
I think that we should bring back Haiku Bot next year.
You're so right.
I also think that we should bring back the pets channel and the recipes channel. Just so that we have some joy in our lives again. Because we didn't have them this year, and look how that turned out.
Oh, like,
I need photos of people's pets to live, so.
But
Jail is never coming back.
No. Oh, God, Jail. Arkham.
Jail is never coming back.
I remember getting added to, like, I remember getting put in Arkham, like, every single time I had an essay due and was procrastinating by chatting to people. Like, someone would always seem to know that I was procrastinating and would just, like, shove me in there. And I was always confused by it. But, yeah, that was fun. I agree that we should never bring it back, but it was fun.
Let's discuss the evolution of channel names, because I think it's quite fun.
Yes.
Because we have Mod Squad, and then I think it was Mod Squad again. And then it was...
And it was
Mod Squatter.
Yeah.
And then it was Behold the Mods.
Yeah, we had one.
Elevated some word, like we're now in our next level form, I guess. Like a Pokemon.
We did evolve. Oh my god, are we the middle evolution or are we like they like we're like fully developed?
I don't think we're fully developed, yes.
No. I feel like this is like our second act, you know, struggle, like you have usually in like plays, where it's like it's going well and then it's going horribly and then it's going to get better again and you're gonna.
There's nowhere to go but up.
Yeah.
Because of it.
It only gets better from here. This year was a disaster. It's only going to get better. I have high hopes for next year. But to be fair, we said that last year about this year.
That's fair.
We were all like, oh, yeah, we're going to do a reverse bang. It's going to be so much fun. It's going to be something different. And
the famous last words.
It happened. So, I am trying to not be too hopeful about this year, next year.
Justly optimistic.
Yeah.
As my dad would say.
Yeah, we know what we're doing.
How to set up a bang and then just stops. We did like promo, that was it.
Oh, yeah, we did. So,
I did do, like, a rough
promo your
the
bang,
steps, but I don't know.
Set up your server channels.
Don't do roles for teams.
Oh my god. Yeah, I just put people in the bang channel.
I love how basically every year we've had at least one other mod, like, entirely by coincidence on someone else's team. Like, Lou's normally on my team.
It's because we're all
like,
friends.
Every year. Yeah.
Hi, I
want to
be there
life.
For my friend.
Everybody should share their favorite meme from any big thing that, you know, you
Peach God.
Maybe explain Peach God. What it's about.
Peach God's pretty good.
It has to be Peach God. Okay, so to explain the Peach God meme. God. Okay. So people who are on Discord will know that when you join a server now, you get, or other people join a server, you get the option to have like a little waving sticker. And the first year that they rolled that out, when we were doing the bang, one of the, I mean, it's still an option, but one of the things that, like, one of the ones that came up, like, constantly was, like, I still don't know if it's a peach or a turnip, but it's, like, one of those, like, waving. And I can't remember who started it, but someone, like, every time that one came up, it would be, like, all hail the peach god, and we just rolled with it and accidentally created, like, a little cult that worships the peach god, and it's wonderful, and I miss it.
Thank you, Brie.
because
of Nitro, it's just sassy peach, and it's yeah. The theme sticker, actually.
I adore it with all of my heart. To the extent where, like, sometimes I'll be in other servers that have nothing to do with the Bang server, and someone will join, and that's the, like, waving sticker. And I will respond and say, all hail the peach god, and no one knows what I'm talking about.
Spiritually, we
know. I don't
know.
Blame that we accidentally created a cult. So...
it's
because it was far too widespread for it to just be a joke. Lou, this is your chance to explain the beans thing from 2020.
Right, okay. No!
So, I like it purely because everyone else hates it, and I personally just find it mildly amusing.
So I don't know how this started, so...
I don't know how it started live. You think I've got memory from, like, 4 years ago? There was this thing people do. So we had a little separate blog, which was sort of just for little bits of chaos. But in both, they would come into our ask box, and people would just post, say, beans. And there'd be pictures of beans, and they go into our DMs, be beans in unexpected places. And I just found it so funny, because you never knew what the beans were going to come next.
You were just,
and everyone else just,
like,
cried.
Yeah, gorilla beans.
Like, oh, beans. Beans and jelly. Beans and jam.
I honestly don't remember beans at all, so I'm always like, that was a meme, but I love
I'm
it.
I'm so happy for you.
I feel like it was a hate crime.
I just remember being in, like, the general channel, and someone coming in and just being like, beans, and then disappearing. And it would happen, like, every day, but it would always happen at least 11 p.m. my time. So it felt a little bit like a sleep-deprived fever dream every time. And that's the only reason why I remember it.
What other good old memes are that? That was Bikini Roz.
Oh,
see,
God.
Bikini Roz was going to be mine, because it's the one that sticks out to me the most.
I love Bikini Roz.
I just remember that one the best, which is where people would take Ra's al Ghul, who is a villain, question mark,
yes.
In the Batman
Yes,
universe.
Yes, yes.
Why is there a question mark?
Because I don't know anything about him. And he's Damien's granddad or some shit.
It's so, like, maybe Demon's head.
Girl, I don't know. Anti-villains. DC loves an anti-hero.
No,
anyway.
No.
But he's just an older man. He's just an old man. He's an elderly guy.
He's an assassin!
500 years old, an assassin.
Probably old a little bit.
And just for... it was, like, the very tail end, I think, of 2020. So we were also... It was either 2020 or 2021.
It was 2020.
Okay, yeah. So we were all tired and literally going through it in a massive way. And somebody just... We started talking... Bikini Roz. I think maybe it was an existing meme on Tumblr that kind of infected the event, but people just started drawing Ra's al Ghul in a bikini, and some of them, of course,
mean originally.
I don't know. And I think, like, Fee also
was the one who did it.
But, like, there
first.
Were a lot of, like, very good pieces of art that were just this elderly man, and, like, you know,
itty bitty teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini.
Yeah. It still haunts me to this day.
I think about him every day.
See, I had no idea where this came from because I was not an artist that year. So, and I wasn't allowed in, like, the artist chat until, like, after the entire event was finished. So, like, we got to, like, the very, very end of 2020, and you opened up all the channels to everybody. And, like, it was just chaos. It was just bikini Roz everywhere.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what is this?
I loved that, though. It was so good.
But the fun thing with roles is that, you know, you have your little Urartu beta and you can see your little writer chat, but you won't be able to see everything else until everything's ended. And it's like, oh my god, this is what you guys were doing the entire time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, see, this year I think we did not bother doing that because all of the chats were dead.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Or were just full of people complaining.
Yeah.
It's really sad. Like, where are the meme? Like, we next year when we do the mod intros, we can't do what's your favorite meme from last year because there weren't any because no one talked to each other.
I think
I don't know what we're gonna do for mod intros.
Eating the socks of people in your DMs. That's the one.
That's
funny
the
thing
only
to come out of that.
The only funny thing to come out of this year. We're gonna have to put that in the rules. But yeah. Brie, what is your favorite meme?
It's also gonna be Peach God, because I'm not
yes!
Sure if Peach I was God, the Peach first God. One to, like, be obsessed with him, but I was, like, at least there when it first happened, and it just burned into my mind because it was so funny. Like, you had to be there, truly, to appreciate it.
I think it was Andrea. It was Andrea who started it. It wasn't even me. I just jumped on it immediately.
Yeah, same. And
wait,
let
me get out the receipts.
And I think just you and I, we had like a bit of one of us were like, Peach God, and the other was like, no, stop, it's gonna catch on. And we kind of switched roles every day. And it was just like, one of us was gonna encourage it, and the other one was playing bad cop and was like, no, it's gonna be such a horrible meme. And it just kept it going, and it was just
really... I think that helped that, like, there was always one of us who was encouraging and one of us who was like, no, don't let it happen, because, like, you know, we're authority figures in this server, so...
And I think that
anyone who says no, don't do it is immediately going to make sure that it happens again.
Yeah,
so but yeah,
great. Like, Peach God is one of my favorite stickers of all time. And
yes,
I just love him because it's also such a mood, like the blank eyes, the vibrating.
Yes,
it's great. 10 out of 10.
It is me whenever someone shows me a picture of a horse just vibrating, hands in the air.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
It was just like 8 Peach Gods in a row.
Yeah. Because Brie, I think you sent me the GIF so I could repost it.
Yes, I think I might have.
Because I don't have Nitro, so I can't have like custom like emojis and stuff.
Don't know if I had it back then, but I might have screenshotted it or something. And like, are they all moving the 8 in a row?
Yes.
Huh. Then maybe it's like a reaction. Maybe it was a reaction to like somebody joining.
I don't know. Like, maybe I don't know. Either way,
it happened to be all Peach God all in a row.
It was beautiful.
So. It was great.
I miss the Peach God so much.
Remember that that like what was it? The like Hunger Games generator?
Oh my god!
Oh my
god!
Put in a bunch of names and everybody's in like a turn like
that.
The...
I remember that. Oh,
yeah,
no.
we had that in one of the years. We should bring that back. I think. Yeah, everybody's killing each other.
Everybody needs to be humbled, I think.
Exactly. Who dies of starvation in day 2?
Is the full summer camp experience.
We play stupid games, we win stupid prizes.
Yeah.
The only drama is the drama about who has the best team name.
Yes. Oh my god. Drama about the team names. Anyway, yeah. So, if you are thinking of making your own Big Bang.
Why?
Community is... Yeah, why? Community is a good thing. Do it on... Like, try and get some kind of chat together. Don't overwork yourself.
And be friends with the other mods. Like, just
be
try
friends
to
with
do
the other
your
mods.
Best to
never,
collab.
Never have a team with people you have never worked with before or you don't know them very well. It does not go well. So if someone goes, guys, can my sister join? Say no.
Yeah.
Say no.
Like,
what?
Friend,
say
friend,
yes.
No, say no, because then that sister just then ends up low-key, like, calling you out in the mod chat, and then you get kicked out of the server. Well, you don't get kicked out, you leave, because they don't appreciate any of the actual work you do. And, yeah.
This feels because weirdly you're the only specific. One there with...
I know.
No, it's not. It happens to everyone. But you're the only one there of any actual experience, but they all think they know better than you, and also they just casually drop silence when you're asleep, because you're the only one in, like, a time zone that's totally not the British one, they're all Americans. Anyway.
They undervalued you, Lou, because quite frankly, the way that you carry BBB every year, at least spiritually, you are excellent at all of the little finicky management stuff, and I, at least, appreciate it profoundly.
I yes. do, too. Aww, you guys are the best.
We all do appreciate
fun horror stories of teams. I think, oh, I've got, well, you're like, you'll remember this one. So, and here is another thing I think is quite important when you're having your mod team. Have a diverse age group.
Oh, good lord. Yeah.
Don't all be 14 and stupid. Because you know what happens?
I can see where this is going.
14 and stupid. This is 14 as like a general, but this isn't like specifically everyone in his thing was 14. You think, we'll do a little secret Santa. Shout out to any of you if you're listening to this. You are a great, great, great people. Thanks for teaching me how to do a push-up at like 10 o'clock at night.
No, for real. No.
Because
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Like, because then, you know, you're doing your good internet safety rules, and then you're there like, I'm, you know, not gonna say anything about my age, and they make assumptions because you're not like crazy. And then they're all like, oh wow, you must be like 5 years older than us, and you're thinking, I'm younger than some of you. So you know, what you do, you call on the cavalry.
Me,
yeah,
I'm the cavalry.
You were great cavalry.
Thank
and then
you.
And then that event gets a call up post made on it. No, a call up blog.
God.
But because you were kind of blog. Normal and just did a whole you know, blog, but because you were normal and did your job, you don't get called out on it. But the others do.
I think we're doing fine, like because we only had a call out post and not a call out blog.
So and it was only in the first year, and nothing has happened since then.
Right?
We've had a mostly normal bang since then, for real. Yeah.
Yeah.
Could have been worse.
Yeah, I've had some real wild experiences. It's mostly because I go, like, project, go. So I've got quite a number of bangs that just didn't come to fruition, just from, like, yeah, this wasn't really, like, we didn't really go into this with the right kind of plans, so it kind of fell apart. We didn't really think this hadn't really got interest. Oh, we should talk about the interesting fandom drama that happens when you and someone else independently had the same idea for a bang at the same time frame. Do you guys remember that? The Umbrella Academy Big Bang.
There's another Batfan okay. Big Bang now.
I know there's
yeah.
one that exists oh, right God. Now. Yeah.
No, not that one. Batman. Texted one of the actors like, hey, promo this, remember?
I don't. Listen, sometimes... you don't care and you're doing a bang for a really popular show, so you message one of the actors. I don't remember his name.
Is this the Umbrella Academy?
Yes, it is.
Oh yeah, okay. I forgot about this. Yeah,
for reference, I'm not judging you for that, just so you know which one it was.
Is it
some Faker thing?
Is that his name?
Because that was a very awkward no. one when it was like, hi, other event exactly identical to us at the same frame.
That was what's awkward. Up?
And that was like, yeah, there's you're like, this is also a note to just do your research.
Sometimes yeah. You slide in to Justin Aichman's DMs on Instagram. He did not respond. Unfortunately. It was a possibility though. I had a great time though.
I'm not saying don't do that actually, like, don't do that if you want to.
Oh yeah, no, I fully recommend doing it because it's A, funny, and B, there's really no harm in it. He's just gonna think you're probably really weird and then go on with his day.
If you were doing like a fandom event for some kind of like Disney media, I would not recommend messaging Disney about it.
Oh,
oh
no.
No.
Because
no.
that's how you get DMCA takedown orders. But like but otherwise, yeah. By all means, go and message people and get the message out there, I guess. But like, yeah, that's a
sometimes
you guys have so many wild stories.
I mean,
anything else wild? I'm trying to think off the top of my head.
I don't know. I can't think of anything wild, but I did want to at some point in this say that like one of my favorite parts of running an annual event like this is all of the, I guess you could say, like, return customers.
Yes.
But seeing the same people, like, you know, you have new people every year, which is always exciting. But I love seeing people come back every year and seeing, like, the way that they've become more confident in their writing or in their art. And, like, seeing the way their art style has changed. Or just being like, what the fuck do you mean you're 18 now? Because I've known you for 5 years. So you're an adult? Crazy. Just for, you know... It's just always fun and exciting being like, oh my god,
it's really
got to see you grow up. It's insane, yeah. And I'm always excited about it. It That's does me make me feel Lucy. Ancient.
Honestly, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah. I love seeing artists progress.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm like, hey, I saw your art 5 years ago, and now I see your art today, and wow, you have grown into your style. And that's just so cool.
So, yeah. It's just such a beautiful thing about what we do. Yeah, I think so it's one of my favorite parts.
Exactly. That's one of my favorite parts of doing this is just seeing people come back and getting to see the ways that they improve over the course of, you know, 4 years, however long we've done this.
Because I think at the point, why we do it is not even really because of the event. It's because of, like... the community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why
we do it for everyone who keeps coming back every year.
Exactly.
Because if we didn't do it, where would they go? Like, well, presumably the other bank, but like...
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
For us.
They would miss us, I'm pretty sure.
Hopefully.
We'd start getting DMs. When's the bank coming back? When are we coming back? When are we coming back?
Would.
And we'd just be like, oh. Well, I would, yes.
No one else gets them. Yeah, I feel you kind of... I think it changes a bit every year, but every year everyone falls into their little niche.
Yeah.
Like, for very much at the kind of the beginning, I was very much a behind-the-scenes kind of person.
Yeah, I think I tend to fall into behind-the-scenes stuff, too. I just get tired. I can't talk all the time.
I wish I fell into behind-the-scenes stuff, but unfortunately I don't know how to do any of the behind-the-scenes stuff, so...
I the sort of weird thing to notice in myself. How much actual information have we talked about?
Not a lot.
We talked about the memes, and we talked about, you know, how we set up bangs. Talked about, you know, what collectively our favorite part is, which is seeing people every year. A little bit our plans for next year.
Yeah.
The show that was the first year and last year.
I feel like the first year and this, like, this year that's just been have definitely been, like, I don't want to say the worst pattern. Years because that sounds really bad.
If we hold a pattern, we have a good year in front of us. So,
yeah.
I want to put it in perspective because the first year was your first year running a Big Bang, and the fourth year, so last year, was the first year running a reverse Big Bang. So it kind
that
of
is
makes
true.
Sense that those two would be like the worst years because it's really hard to figure out like what to do and like everybody was having a really bad time as well. So
although I do
like
wow. Thank you, Bri.
Channel, I do just forget about it. But then also in my defense, no one like said anything about it again.
Yeah. Like I think this year, like we were all this year was just, like, a series of, like, cascading bad circumstances because it was the first year we'd run a reverse bank, so none of us really knew what we were doing. And, like, I realize we keep throwing this term around and people who aren't in fandom don't know what it is. In a normal Big Bang, the writer starts writing and makes, like, a synopsis and everything, and then the artists claim the writing and make
art based on the story.
Mm-hmm. A reverse Big Bang goes the other way around. So the artist makes the art, and then the writer claims that and writes about the art. And then the beta readers
like
are just on the side reading the writing. Helping
out, cheerleading, editing.
So this was our first year doing a reverse bang. And it was also the year where just it hit the fan for everyone.
Yeah, I think all of us were going through life crises. So
we were moving, down. We were just dying. Oh, we always have matching profile pictures. That's a fun thing we do.
Yes. That's this year we didn't, and I think that was also our mistake. We did not have our matching profile pictures. No, we didn't.
Oh, I did.
I don't know if we did, because I don't know if I put them together.
We didn't change them.
I mean, yeah, me and you didn't change them, but everyone else did.
That's what I meant.
It was just me and Lucy with matching profile pictures, and everyone else didn't.
Yeah, I never changed mine, because I hate...
Yeah, I forgot to make them last year, so...
I mean, I'm going to stay Bat Horse until the end of time.
And I love that for you.
I think some of my friends didn't know that I was moderating any kind of event at all. So they asked me about the profile picture and I was like, oh, it was a dare from one of my friends.
Coward,
just lied through my teeth about it. But yeah, I'm keeping it forever.
Maybe that's what was wrong with me last year, is because I need to have Babs recreate
looking
existence.
You in the eye.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, if I look at my frog, I don't remember that I'm, a mod. I'm like...
I need to shift back into Babs mode, you know?
I adore your frog, Brie. Every time you talk, it bounces.
Yes, it does. I love it. It's my favorite gif of all time. Yeah, when I'm talking, or when you hover, over my icon, the frog will bounce up and down. It's like a gif.
But yeah, but it's okay. I love Bat Horse with all of my heart. One day I'm going to make Fleur Bat Horse and I will take a photo and then that will be my profile picture.
Yes.
I've decided. It's going to happen. One day I will make Fleur Bat Horse.
No, but next year we're all going to have matching profile pictures.
Yes.
And we're going to be on track. We have plans, what we want to do, what we want to change. It's going to be great. It's going to be
amazing.
Manifesting.
So anyone who is listening to this who was a participant this year and previous years and is wondering, this year was a bit terrible. Should I come back next year? Yes. Come back. Please.
We'll be fixed.
Every single year we get less participants than before.
Shelby and I will have a stable living situation, which is going to fix us immensely.
Yeah, that'll be an improvement.
I will not be having a mental breakdown the whole time, so it's fine.
I might have to take on that role, but it's fine. We deal.
Fair. If we stick to the schedule, I might have I might actually be in a good mental space with my college thing during the time where we.
I deliberately when I tried to figure out a good schedule for us, I tried to deliberately do it. So that most of the writing time was during when the UK summer holiday is.
Which is at least adjacent to the US summer holiday.
Yeah. So claiming isn't until sort of the last full week in May, which is normally our May half term holiday.
So funny because I was
we're off school for the entirety of claiming. And then, the first check-in is June. The second check-in is end of June. So that's, by that point, the US people will all be off school. And then we've got 6th of July. By check-in 4, the UK people and probably the Europe people as well will be off school for the summer.
Yeah,
because that's the end of July. And then, the last check-in is mid-August. And then we have posting... at beginning of August, and then we have posting mid-August. But I figured that also gives us a couple of weeks of wiggle room to push back if we need to, because this year we had to keep pushing back.
We always
everything.
Have to push back.
And we Come always back. Have to push back a couple of weeks. So if we have post everything provisionally where it is, then we can push things back after claiming by 2 weeks, and then that makes it even better. You know, but I just liked the fact that I managed to get everything in very specific.
You
like
did great.
The little the gaps between each part is exactly the same.
You've done great.
I was very proud of myself.
Also giving yourself wiggle room, I think, It's like good to have a schedule and stuff, but it's also good to like remember that people will like be late to stuff, people will not get there like during the planned times frames. So it's like good to know, good to like keep that in mind, that not everybody's gonna hit the checkpoints at the time where you want them to hit the checkpoints.
Yeah.
It helps like going into this and being like, listen, if you don't hit the checkpoint, please tell us anyway, so we can see if we have to push it.
But yeah, what year was it that we color coded the spreadsheet for check-ins? Was that last year?
Several years.
And we color coded people like red, orange, and green.
I think I was good at keeping an eye on that last year. I kind of
hated that a little bit because I don't like red, amber, green.
We can do it again, people. But code it with different colors.
I mean, I don't know. I just don't like the concept of like basically like putting it down on a spreadsheet that people are failing. Which is really kind of sad because that's like half of my job now. But like,
The idea behind it was that so that we can kind of at a glance see how people are doing.
Yeah. But I guess if we're saying that like it doesn't matter how close to the word count you are as long as you're finished, then maybe we should have like a different way of doing check-ins where it's less like what word count are you on, how far are you through the art, and more like how do you think it's going in general? Like, do you think you're going to finish in time? Are you getting on okay with your team? Rather than qualitative rather than quantitative.
Capitals bolded is very dramatic.
Yeah, right. There was a lot going on with that, but
I feel like we could also
this
do like
in 2020
both and have like a check in based on like how are you feeling about this fig, but also like tell us anyway like where are you word count wise, just so we can have like frame of reference of like how's it
do
going?
You have enough should you have enough written that your artists can work and your betas can work.
Maybe that's how we do the color coding. Then it's like it's not like red's like you're not near the checkpoint, that red's like you're dying inside.
Yeah. Like I think this year the first checkpoint that we did, I think I did the announcement for that one, and I basically worded it like everyone has to check in, like even the beta readers. I was just like, writers, you need to tell us the channel and the word count per fic, because some people are doing like multiple ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, artists, just let us know how you're doing. And beta readers needed to confirm that they've made contact with the team. But like, after that, we kind of like forgot about checkpoints.
We were trying to
There is not a
survive.
Single check-in announcement from April all the way through until posting.
We were all, I think, truly in it, spiritually.
Yeah, like,
so.
I remember, like, after the first check-in, people started, like, checking in automatically. Like, they'd read the schedule and seen that there was a check-in, and like one person would check in and then everyone would do it, and it's like, oh my god, thank you, you're doing our job for us. It was amazing. But like,
I was like, okay,
I guess it's a check-in time.
Yeah, for real.
Mel, I love your mod answering days thing. Is that like a we pick a day and that's when we answer all the questions?
That's the idea.
I love that so much. Like, just do it all in one go.
Oh, either that way, or we each pick a day.
Yeah.
You're
and
in
that's
charge
our
of the
day
this
to
day. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Do stuff. I love that so much.
Yeah, that was, like, somewhat suggested of, like, you know, have, like, a specific day for our questions. I'm like, well, we have five of us, so having each of us pick a day, and then, like, two of us just have an extra day.
Or
yeah,
just,
or,
two
like,
days,
this,
two days,
this
if you
five
ask a question,
us,
you gotta
so...
wait.
So, like, each of us...
Sundays we're off.
Each of us can do one weekday, and then all of us are just, like, floating around on weekends.
That's fair.
Oh, that's fair.
Because
yeah.
we're all... Like, most of us are going to have weekends free, so...
That's fair. That's a good idea, actually. I prefer that.
Yeah. Should we try and, like, wrap up a little bit?
Maybe.
And then say goodbye. But yes, someone needs to round us up and take us out. And it is not going to be me. This is my rule. When I am hosting, I do not do the roundup.
Oh, wait, I'll round up.
Okay.
You come for the community, you stay for the memes. See you next year. Peace out.
Yep.
That was good.
Thanks, guys. Lucy. And now it is goodbye from all of us. You all need to say goodbye now.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. If you've made it all the way to the end, congrats. You're officially much stronger than half of our friends. If you're enjoying listening to this podcast, please subscribe so you get notified when we update, or sign up for our Patreon at patreon.com/hey_i_like, where you have a direct line to us, the creators. You can also follow us on Tumblr at heyilike, which is all lowercase. That's all for now. See you next time on Hey, I Like.